You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Bob Jones. Coming up next, reading ancient classics has been an essential part in literary education. But now, a Chinese scholar is saying that the four great classics of Chinese literature, or 四大名著, may not be suitable for children to read. Why is that, guys?
Well, let's talk about these four classic Chinese works first. So you've got, of course, The Romance of the Three Kingdoms, Water Margin, The Dream of the Red Chamber, and Journey to the West. I'm only really familiar with a couple of these, but especially Journey to the West. And basically, the story as it goes, Qin Chenhua, head of the Examination Institute of Peking University, took his daughter to travel during the summer holiday. During the journey, Qin told his six-year-old a story from the Romance of the Three Kingdoms. After the little girl fell asleep, Qin's wife said to him that such stories were not good for a little kid. This reminded Qin that he started to realize that the four classic Chinese works might be regarded as China's most classic literature works, but maybe it seemed that these books were not good for little kids to read. So, a lot of people feel very important about this. You know, there's a lot of traditional culture that is portrayed in these books, and, you know, many primary teachers also recommend children to read these good books to improve their understanding of traditional Chinese literature. So, you know, I can get behind this, saying that at some point in your scholastic career as a youngin, you should be reading these books. But I will side with Qin's wife in her explanation of saying that possibly the plot is too complicated for little kids. I know that if I was six and picking up a Shakespeare book, I would be somewhat lost.
Yeah, and here I think these parents are just worrying too much. I know Bob has something to say.
Oh,
can
Bob.
I just quickly just jump
go on,
in here?
On.
Because if you read the original script of these four ancient classics, it is so difficult. It's impossible for a six-year-old or even a 12-year-old to comprehend, pretty much. So I think already the literary, the difficulty of it is fending off some of these people who are probably not suitable to read it, because I do understand that with these ancient classics, first of all, I think the way that people live their lives and their attitudes towards sex, politics, and all kinds of things are very different from today's people.
Right.
So, I mean, there is that part. And also, maybe these parents should just pick and choose parts of it for their kids. Bob.
Yeah, now, firstly, I was reading Shakespeare when I was a baby.
Are you serious?
No, that's a lie.
A bottle in one hand and Shakespeare in the other.
The
that's
entire works of Shakespeare. It took me until I was 18 months old before I'd read the whole lot.
Oh, wow.
But no, but my feeling is life is complicated. Life is a story. And I firmly believe that all stories, even if they're complicated, I think there's no early age that, you should be able to read things from right at the beginning, because maybe you don't understand the stories, but you might understand the imagery, or you might understand the sentiment behind it. It depends how it's read. I mean, if you've got a good reader, then they will put the meaning into it. I curiously am familiar with all of these, because we had serializations, I think, on UK TV when I was younger. So again, maybe it comes down to how they were told, because I was fascinated when I saw these stories.
You know, I would say that I understand where Bob's coming from. At the same time, let's take an example in the West. For a kid to actually pick up and read the Old Testament, which is a book that has, it's almost sometimes, I mean, there's definitely people out there that can agree with me, but there's a lot of violence in that book and a lot of bloodshed and a lot of punishment and retribution and no mercy that happens. And I think if I picked that up as a kid, I would have a very different image of how I see or how I saw it. I needed to be ready for the real world and experience some things first. But let me just say that many times these stories out of those books, like David and Goliath, was adapted in a children's book so that the language wasn't too complicated, that I could get that very terrific moral of the story, that you know, one guy can accomplish anything and if he puts his mind to it. And I think that is important for a little kid at any age, but it needs to be adapted for an age group like 6 years old.
Yes, and I think that's sometimes happening in China, but sometimes it's not being adapted in a very good way. But I think it's important to, I think, get the message across and also get kids interested. If they can get the story, that is maybe the exciting, interesting part for kids that age. And also, I feel what your reflection is out of a story, it depends on your mind, your view. If you have a dirty mind, everything you see will have sexual innuendos. And if you are innocent like a little kid...
Like me, I'm very pure.
Come on.
I see good in everything. No, I've got to say...
No comments to that. So I think, yeah, for a little kid, when they're reading this, they're getting completely different things out of it. And then sometimes parents might be worrying a little bit too much about it. And also, Ryan, talking about violence and bloodshed.
Oh, you love that stuff.
Well, I do have a bit of a twisted taste when it comes to certain things. But yes, I grew up
that's
reading.
That's scary.
Well, yeah,
run, Bob, quick.
I can't run fast enough.
Bob, those doors have been locked, and no, the keys are here in my pocket.
Oh, my word.
And I grew up reading these four classics, and I still remember when I was maybe 9, reading The Water Margin. Also, I like another translation of it, that is The Outlaws of the Marshes. And I still remember up till today that there was a lot of violence, but even as a little kid, you understand that's not going to happen in real life, and that's not how people deal with things today. But what I learned from it was brotherhood, and that is something that I thought it was a really cool thing for a very young child to understand and take seriously, and, you know, certain things that will influence your view on life.
I think you're entirely right, and you have grown up to be a marvelous, fine person. And I don't see these terrible sides that you're talking about. But just going back to...
The door's still locked, Bob. You're trying to get out of this alive.
Yes, I
understand.
You just distract her, I'll get the key, and we'll get out of this alive. But I feel that we had to, at school, we had to, it wasn't a religious school, but we had to have readings from the Old Testament every day. Mm. And they were stories. They were great, fabulous stories that, you know, about a world which was at that time very different. But also, I think what was important about something like the Bible and also Shakespeare is that it taught us something else. It wasn't just a story, it was teaching us our own language, because especially in those two pieces, a lot of the building blocks of our language, a lot of the idioms, a lot of our sayings came from those two works. So if we hadn't learnt those particular works, if we hadn't read those works, we wouldn't know what we were talking about. So I think it's not just I'm you know, totally down the line of thinking that stories should be really scary and frightening and really emotional.
But
I mean, if you think about Grimm's fairy tales, we need
six.
To get onto that.
Even when the kid is six, you'd say the same thing.
Yes, totally.
I would say, you know, books like that I had to read that we consider like really great literature in the U.S. is like All Quiet on the Western Front, To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Odysseus, even ancient Greek mythology. Some of these are very sexual. You still see slavery and abuse and that part of American history. Sure, I think it's important that people need to know about their history and also, you know, their culture and how it's formed and these kinds of things. And these books are great. Like, I remember I really loved All Quiet on the Western Front. But I think I was, you know, in my mid-teens when I read that book. And it's about World War I and killing and all this stuff.
But
and
these stories...
And it portrays a very violent, unforgiving world. And so sometimes I think kids need to grow into themselves a little bit more before they tackle such complex things. Watch a Disney movie, read some Harry Potter. There's positive images in that. It's for kids, easy to read.
No,
come on.
No,
but even
no.
In Harry Potter, there's dark and twisted things embedded in there as well. I think for kids, yes, maybe the age is the issue, but I think maybe after you're six, I I think we should give kids intelligence some credit. They'd be able to understand that the world isn't just hunky-dory, and it's fine to understand that a little bit earlier than maybe some kids that grew up in some other families.
In the words of Shakespeare from Julius Caesar, Et tu, Brute, young? You're going to join Bob again? It's just the Bob show today, huh?
No. What I'm going to say, look,
whatever, guys.
These books, even the most frightening books, are vehicles to learn. And if a child is reading a book and it's really frightened by the story, you can say to the child, look, actually, you know, this is a story and the real world isn't quite like that. It's a way that a child learns that everything is going to be okay. So I think also with some of the books you were saying about Odysseus, whatever, that these are stories, they're great stories, they can be read on different levels. A child will see a different story in there from an adult, and I like rereading books over and over again. I always see something new. But it's how we learn. We learn what is real and what is not real, what is scary and what is not scary.
But I'm also like, this is a topic that I feel could go on much longer, in that I could ask, so where do we draw the line with violence in video games? It sounds like you guys are okay with kids being exposed to pretty much whatever's in literature, which is war, sex, violence, these kinds of things. So is there a difference between reading it on a page and seeing it in a movie or something like that? Because at the same time, imagination's a crazy thing. I think you should try your best to protect your child from things, again, that you aren't there to at least explain to them, like in a school. Mm. Like if I can't explain Shakespeare and how he wrote a story about someone who kills his father and sleeps with his mother, that's a pretty serious message for a kid to be reading, don't you think, Bob?
We did it at high school. I mean, we read the book. I don't mean that's what we actually did in high school.
Oh, dear.
But I have to admit, okay, Ryan, you win. Actually, I think it's entirely right. There has to be somebody there to say, okay, let's read this book together. And if it's very, very scary. And, you know, I'll tell you what I think, and I'll tell you what's good and what's bad. And that's how people learn.
Yeah, that's the better way to learn, when parents aren't necessarily equipped with the knowledge themselves, or they're not there for their kids all the time. I think it's a bit problematic, but I think certainly with this topic, it's better to provide some guidance than just say, no, don't do it, or just do it freely, whatever, if that's the little kid we're talking about. But I think if, you know, a kid has passed a certain age, they'd be able to understand these things pretty well.